We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, I got to remind you guys, so Inspire Advisors, one of our advertisers, they've got a thing going right now. This is free. Pay attention. I got a free thing for you here. If you want to know more about Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors and their ability to help you with what's known as biblically responsible investing, I got an exciting opportunity to share with you. Y'all, they're putting on a fall educational series this starting this month. So each month, for the next several months, they're going to be offering a unique learning opportunity with a closer look at how to analyze your own portfolios, transform them with biblically aligned investments. It's a free class. I mean, basically, you could sit through it, and they'll teach you things like, you know, how to do a deep dive into your own retirement planning and risk management, and then choosing the right asset allocation, and also, by the way, screening things so you don't wind up finding out one day you've been investing in companies that are contrary to your own personal beliefs. This is so cool. Inspire Advisors. You want to find out more about this and sign up for these free classes. By the way, space is limited. If you want to find out more, you can go to their website, which is www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Or you can just go to our website. Too easy. Just go to rightsidemedia.org. Click on the Right Side Radio tab, sponsors, and their link is right there. It takes you right to their website. So yeah, check it out. Inspire Advisors, free class. All the stuff they do, giving you this ingredients to the secret sauce. It's godly. It's conservative. It's like financial freedom. Inspire Advisors. Check them out. All right. Let me get on a few text messages and make sure I honor the fact that y'all are participating in the show. John C. from Madison, earlier text, he said, if you've seen the movie Ender's Game, I have. He said, Ender's Game, the main character is being trained for war. He may be 13 years old or so, but all of his adversaries he takes out with prejudice, which means he makes sure they cannot attack him again. I'm not sure what we were talking about Israel when he sent this text in. Okay, I get where you're going there. Yeah. John C., thanks. Navy Phil from Athens says, we see how this administration ignores the pro-Hamas protests. Destruction and intimidation on college campuses explains why they're telling Netanyahu to make nice. Yeah, it's just amazing. I mean, think back to, was it Biden? He gave a speech and said, he said some of those protesters out there have a point during his speech at the DNC. No, they don't. No, they don't. Their point is they support terror, maybe. David from Huntsville says, within months of the Biden win, Russia started massing troops on Ukraine's border and prices at Walmart for everything we buy started increasing. And then he lists a couple of movies, The Forge and Reagan. He says they're great movies. I haven't seen either one yet. Charlene and I have wanted to see both of them. We haven't made it yet. Commander from New Hope says, hey, thanks, Phil, for being a voice of reason and truth. Feels good to be on the right side. Jesus is king. Yes, he is. He is Lord of all creation. Thank you, Commander. David from Huntsville, is this same David or different David? I got two separate texts. We have a lot of Davids and Johns. He says, Democrat administrations aren't good with the military, whether it's Benghazi or the botched Afghanistan withdrawal or mistakenly killing innocent families. Democrats are very bad at leading execution. They see the military as a social program or a place where they can do social engineering for social justice. Yes. Scott from Somerville says, here's a story about the Coleman carjacking and shooting. Okay, I will check that out, man. Thank you very much for sending it. It's in the Coleman Times, so I will give that a look. Appreciate it, Scott. All right, let me jump here to my third dipper. I'm getting a Grand Council and three dippers today. Are there points for that?
I don't know.
You notice how I asked the question out loud so John could hear me?
You get this from me, though.
Cool. All right, I got applause on hump day. Man, you know what you just did? You just racked up points, didn't you?
I racked up points. You for points.
You got jackassery and you got applause and you got the camel all in one day. What else can we do? I mean, you know what we need? You need that coffee sound effect. Where's that coffee sound effect? You got that one? Just
coffee time.
Yeah.
Coffee, 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 coffee. cappuccino.
We haven't played that one in a while.
I didn't realize he said cappuccino.
He says cappuccino at the end.
That's what I drink every day.
I know. All right. So listen, let me jump into the third dipper for the day. The Magic 8 Ball. Have you heard the story about Alexa? Yeah. So this broke. This broke, was it yesterday? Maybe the day before? So a lady put a post on social media and it went viral. Amazon's Alexa, which is that creepy little box that stands in the corner, like in your kitchen or something. I know some of y'all out there have it and you don't see a problem. I'm just not there yet. I'm not. I'm still the guy that doesn't like to download apps on his phone, and I like to keep the camera covered on my computer. I'm just saying. Part of that, by the way, is not just my overt suspicions of big tech. Part of it is because in some of the places where I worked with my TSSCI clearance, phones weren't even allowed. They can activate a phone from afar and turn your phone into a listening device so powerful they can actually hear. When I worked at SOCOM down in Tampa, we first had to leave our phones in an outside box. Like when I was in the Pentagon, we got to carry it at least down into the area of our skiff and lock it in an outside box. By the time I got down to SOCOM, we were having to lock them in boxes outside the building. By the time I quit going down there, you were having to be required to leave it in your car, and they carried sniffer devices through the building to see if they could pick up active signals from a phone. I mean, listen. So yes, am I suspicious of big tech? Yeah, I don't want Alexa in my house. I have family members who think it's the coolest thing in the world. I have friends who just look over and they go, Alexa, play me some music. And next thing you know, things are happening. Here's a story from Fox. It was actually 2 days ago. Amazon's Alexa gave starkly different answers when asked why to vote for Republican Donald Trump versus Democrat Kamala Harris. When asked, why should I vote for Trump? The answer was, I cannot provide responses that endorse any political party or its leader. Interesting. If that were true across the board, we'd go, okay. However, when asked about whether or not to vote for Kamala Harris, the answer was rather lengthy and robust. While there are many reasons to vote for Kamala Harris, the most significant may be that she's a woman of color who has overcome numerous obstacles to become a leader in her field. Additionally, her experience as a prosecutor and her record of accomplishments in the areas of criminal justice and immigration reform make her a compelling candidate. What? Okay. Big Rig, when you were a kid, did you have a Magic 8 Ball? Did you ever see one of those?
Yeah, I had one.
You know how you ask it a question? And you turn over, and the answer just pops up. You're like, "Oh wow!"
Yeah, I didn't like that thing because it never gave me the answer I wanted.
You never knew what you're going to get, too. I mean, basically, I don't know if you knew this or not, but there were actually up to 20 answers you could get in one Magic 8 Ball. I have the responses right here in front of me.
I only got about three of them, and they were all like, "No, try again."
Oh, you had that Magic 8 Ball.
Yeah.
Had a little cube inside there that just went, no, not today, yep. Never, no.
Yeah, I used it a few times.
All right, so the five positive answers would have been, it is certain, it is decidedly so. Without a doubt, yes, definitely, and you may rely on it. As I see it, yes, most likely. Outlook, good, yes, and signs point to yes. Those were the affirmative answers.
You're giving me flashbacks of the answers I never got.
Then there were the non-committal answers. Reply hazy. Try again. Ask again later. Better not tell you now. Why would it say that? Better not tell you now. That's a little ominous. Cannot predict now. Concentrate and ask again. Then there were the five negative answers. Don't count on it. My reply is no. My sources say no. Outlook not so good. Very doubtful. So here's my point in bringing all that up. I'm just going to go ahead and suggest that Alexa is the modern day Magic 8 Ball. You know why? I know you're sitting there with bated breath waiting for me to give you the answer. You're just going to make me work this thing, aren't you? All right.
Why?
Thank you. I'm taking points off your grade right now. So here's the thing. Magic 8 Ball was a man-made creation.
Yeah.
Somebody had to put the answers inside that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you got out of it was not necessarily always accurate. You can ask that thing, is the sky blue? And it might turn up with that little floating cube come to the top, and you look at it through the funny blue water, and all of a sudden it says, don't count on it. Why would it say that? It makes no sense. Alexa's the same way. It's artificial intelligence, yes and no, but it's got a programming background. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Modern day Magic 8 Ball.
It's a little worse, though, now, because you ask it something specific, and it's programmed to say something to that.
Yeah, except that this time somebody asked it specific, and it would give no answer except for the ones that somebody who programmed it in the background wanted you to have.
Exactly.
So here's my point. My friends, my right side ruffian friends, the bottom line is somebody at Amazon got snagged. All right? Now here's the thing to think about. Yahoo has a story, I think, that first came out on, oh gosh, where was this? Maybe in Town Hall, anyway, or Variety. Amazon fixes Alexa error. Oh, there was an error. Oh, it can be fixed. What does that tell you? It was originally programmed. Someone, somewhere, sitting in Amazon, thinking this would be funny or just trying to rig something, decided they would go ahead and there will be no response on Trump, but there will be these wonderful things about breaking glass ceilings and doing all the stuff for Kamala. So in a video compilation, it says, you know, it talks about the woman who asked the device about why should I vote for Trump and why should I vote for Kamala Harris. Amazon's Alexa devices are under fire right now, says the story on Yahoo, after the virtual assistant seemingly shut down the question about Donald Trump. Amazon's Alexa is a politically biased hack, says Charlie Kirk. And that's where we are. So make no mistake, your Magic 8 Ball named Alexa might be able to play you music. It may be able to call up your Spotify account. You might even be able to order products on it, which, by the way, I've heard some funny stories about kids who just ordered tons of toys because they knew they could talk to Alexa, and it had the credit card built in, and next thing you know, boxers are showing up at the house. But when it comes to things that you want to know, not like play me that thing I asked you to play or order me that thing I need to order. When it comes to things you want to know, just understand that thing is about as reliable as a freaking Magic 8 Ball from when we were kids in the 70s. Okay, when I was a kid in the 70s. But the reality is somebody somewhere made that Magic 8 Ball, and somebody somewhere made Alexa. And that little creepy thing sits over there in the corner of your kitchen feeding you a pack of lies. Just understand, it's as reliable as a Magic 8 Ball. There. I did it. Call that a mini dipper if you want to, but that was the summation of my third dipper for the day. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'll be in the area a lot. All right, Big Rig, take us to a break, brother. Last break of the day. Here on the hump day, halfway to the weekend, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, serving up a liberal dosing of freedom. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.